What poem do I wish I'd written? I have to say, I don't think of poetry that way. But I wish I had written something. Well, maybe that's not altogether true. I guess I do get jealous of poets sometimes, but I can't remember who said it now. Someone, maybe it was Richard Hugo, said that only love of someone's work can conquer the jealousy that we feel when we look at great work. And I think that's true. When I'm in the presence of a poem that's good, but I don't love it, that doesn't move me deeply, I'm more apt to feel jealousy. And when I'm in the presence of a poem that is, you know, in other ways superior to what I do, but I'm truly moved by it, you become part owner of that poem through that feeling of loving it. And I guess that's how I feel about this poem, so it doesn't bother me so much that I didn't write it. I'm reading Lowell, and this is Waking Early Sunday Morning that I'm talking about and looking at, even though I'm not going to read it. I don't even know if it's legal for me to read it on this thing. What do I admire about it? The sheer scope of Lowell I find just amazing. I'm just taken with the felicity with which he moves from, in this poem in particular, from the personal to the political to the philosophical, and I'm using these big words here, but the way that he moves around in space and time and approach and perspective and ways of seeing. And I am going to give you an example from one of the stanzas late in the poem, which, by the way, is in rhyming couplets. And I was so taken with the language and tone of this poem that I read it several times before I even realized that it was in rhyming couplets. And that's not a thing that gets by me that easily, just because, you know, being a poet, I look for those things. And it's a relatively long poem. That's how taken in by this poem I was. And here's the stanza. And just observe how it just draws in like this tornado, this whirlwind, all the objects that it needs in order to fuel itself. Oh, to break loose, all life's grandeur is something with a girl in summer. Elated as the president, girdled by his establishment this Sunday morning, free to chaff his own thoughts with his bare-cuffed staff, swimming nude, unbuttoned, sick of his ghost-written rhetoric.